It is the Riot.
Well, it's the final podcast for our Worst of Riot 2016. So hopefully you've enjoyed having the podcast sent to you daily this week.
So this is July, August, September, October, November.
We just move it all in, don't we?
Well, you know what? September, two of those weeks was the fundraiser.
Yeah, we're busy.
So that cuts into that. And I honestly, I'm not sure. I guess I just didn't like August very much.
Wasn't our better month of the year.
October too. Like October's pretty bland. So here's what I got here. The Riot wants a laying down desk.
Yeah.
How do you get E. coli in a lake?
Yeah. Oh, was that when I talked about the beach?
Maybe.
Would you know what off the boat?
Yes. How about this? Should we put Nikki on a coughing reduction program?
Oh yeah, I was so sick.
Forever.
I was sick a lot. Well, two major times, which equaled out the first part of the year and then the second quarter of the year.
Nikki doesn't like the Farmer's Almanac.
I don't. It's wicked weird.
You need to listen to that. That's a great one because Nikki is so intense about it.
And you're making me nervous now.
She's so intense about it.
It's spooky.
What a great title. We hate babies, but embrace emotional ducks.
Okay, we'll have to hear that one again.
Farting and surgery.
The person got injured, though, didn't they?
Yeah, they did.
Okay, so don't laugh too loud or
a
too
horse's
hard.
Prayer.
Yes.
Teeth brushing. That's a good one, too. And then caller has inflatable hot tub.
His mom had one.
Yep. So you guys enjoy this Friday podcast. And remember, I'll say it one last time, that the podcast exists because Radio U does. And we're asking you to donate before tomorrow night at midnight so you can get counted in this tax year. Plus, it helps us.
Absolutely.
And you can do that at radiou.com/donate.
And one final reminder, too, if you enjoyed having the podcast done every day this week and you think, well, maybe could the Riot move to a weekday podcast, let us know, too, through riot@radiou.com or Radio U Riot on Facebook.
Great idea. It is the Riot.
Radio U solemnly swears to do better next year.
Isn't that what we said last year? That's what we said last year, isn't it?
It's the Worst of the Riot on Radio U.
I finally found what Nikki and I have spent all of these years looking for. And you're like, oh, is it a food item? It's not a food item. Is it a car? No.
Nope, not a car.
Is it a friend? No, still don't have one of those.
We have each other.
Well, I mean, like, other than
outside
this.
Outside of the
yeah.
room.
But I'm talking about something that they call the station. Like, what's that? The station is the workstation of our dreams. What it is they say that it looks like a dentist chair.
Yeah, and like a modern version of a dentist chair.
And it allows you to have a desk that you just sit at. Maybe you want a standing desk. It's fine. Hit a button. Next thing you know, it's a standing desk. But oh, ho, ho, hee, ho. Let's talk about when the station is in focus mode.
I don't think it's focus mode. That's when I would not be focusing.
It takes about 30 seconds for it to transform into focus mode. But what happens?
The table that you use is like the desk part.
Mm-hmm.
Has some buttons you can push.
Uh-huh. And it's got magnets in it. So you put your keyboard on it. It's magnetized. You put your mouse mm-hmm. on it. It's magnetized. And the next thing you know, you're leaning back and you are laying flat.
Completely flat.
With your monitor being suspended above you so that you can, in fact, just lay down. And I mean, they say you can work, but I feel like that's a perfect way to watch TV.
How is that focus mode? Focus mode needs to be like the standing desk for me.
That's what I would think.
But I noticed that where they were testing this station thing at, the guys behind them were playing ping pong. So I feel like this work environment where this chair's working out mm-hmm. seems to be a little bit more freestyle.
Kind of like
would you like to lay down or would you like to play ping pong right now?
Bring your volleyball to work day.
Something,
which
yeah.
is every day. And by volleyball, we just mean beach ball. And by beach ball, we mean go ahead and take a nap.
By the pool or nap or whatever you want.
Yeah. How do we get into one of those places where you just, like, I feel like the person that has this desk, they're probably working, but it feels like they're really not working.
Well, it looks nicer when I watch the video. It actually looks quite comfortable. And then mm-hmm. there's up to four settings. So say you share your desk space with somebody or you want to have different modes for how you want to get comfortable, you can set all that up.
Well,
How much is it? Or?
Well, okay. It's a shame that you have to bring things like price in because it is a little on the pricey side.
But it's your health.
Yeah, it is.
Mental and physical.
$5,900. Then they also have a side table you can set beside it that is $650.
I don't even want to pay that.
Yeah.
Like if that was the chair.
I will tell you that if you pre-order it, they're not available yet, but if you pre-order it before this Saturday, they're offering a $2,000 discount.
That's some
which
savings.
Which I believe is main what we paid for all of the office furniture in this entire building.
It's different. But if you want to look it up, it's called The Station. And it really looks nice, but it's so much money.
The other concern I have at this is, Nikki, you'll recall that, I don't know if you still have it, but you know how you had a scar on your nose from iPad on your face?
I dropped an iPad because I would hold it above my face to watch something if I was laying down.
Mm-hmm.
And man, I've dropped a few items.
What happens when this thing drops an iMac on your face?
Now that's not magnets. That's not.
Okay.
Your machines, I think, are snuggled in.
Sure. I mean, I'm sure.
They have to be.
Look, I'm sure
that's
true.
The keyboard and stuff, that could do some damage. That's magnets.
I'm sure that's true. And then all of a sudden, it's on your face.
Yeah. And you're like, what happened?
I don't understand.
And you don't want to tell anybody or, go to the doctor or anything because it's embarrassing.
Yeah. But then again, you have to have surgery because your nose has been destroyed.
It's all right.
By a Mac. I'm sure you could sue somebody. Oh, the other thing we didn't mention, it only weighs 200 pounds and it's on wheels, so you can roll it around.
After listening to the worst of the riot 2016, you won't blame Nikki for demanding more money in 2017. Sign the petition at riot.radiou.com.
I don't know about you guys, but when I start something new, I like to work really hard at it. And then, of course, I abandon it.
Well,
once it gets hard or there's work involved.
The first stressful moment, then it's like, well, I don't think I want to be doing this anymore.
It's not even worth it. I mean, you guys heard that Nikki and I both had and killed Movie Club in about 3 minutes. That's how long it took.
Well, that's what we're good at.
Yeah. But you know what's funny for me? I've thought about, and maybe you guys are the same way. Maybe I'm alone on this, but I've thought about God and thought like, all right, I really, really want to do this God thing. You invite God into your life, and I'm really going to work at it.
Maybe that's on a Thursday.
Maybe it is. And, like short term, you get some real quick turnaround. Like, you're feeling better, things are good. But then, like, after a few days, you start thinking, like, I don't know if this is so great. I mean, I could go back to that thing, and maybe that'd be better. It starts to feel like a lot of work, et cetera, et cetera. And here's the funny thing is that God actually says, like, hey, you don't need to show up and work. I want you to show up and rest. It's like, wait, what? What are you talking about? God's saying he wants us to have a relationship with him. And it's not about now all of a sudden you got to shoulder this massive burden and you got to change everything and everything's got to be reworked and all this stuff. He actually wants us to just take a break, spend time with him, and he wants to work on the other stuff. I just want you to know, God and I have been friends for a long time. I still don't completely... I still don't completely get it because sometimes I really am trying to double down on the whole God thing and I just work myself to exhaustion and then it's like, and God's just like, hey, calm down, relax. It's weird. God, I mean, think about the kind of guy that God is. He's like every 7 days, you should take the whole day off. What? Like, think about it. I mean, you start to think about it. And if you look at all the time, Jesus is telling people, hey, listen, life got you down. You're loaded down. You feel like you can't do anymore. Come on over here. Take a load off.
Recharge a little.
Let's rest together. Gosh, to me, it goes against a lot of what I think I'm supposed to be doing. But that's what I really need to do. So you know what? Today, here's what I'm trying to do. I actually woke up and talked to God about this and said, God, today I want to rest with you. I don't know how you do that, but I'm going to work hard at it. No, but I want you to know today that Jesus is inviting you to rest with him. The things that you're worried about, he's saying, hey, I'll take care of those for you. And you're trying to try really hard to be whatever. He's saying, hey, take it easy. Come spend some time with me. So look, if you maybe you already have a relationship with God and it's time for you to rest. But if you don't, I want you to know that it's not what you think it is. Jesus today is inviting you to rest and give him the stuff that you're working so hard on or you're so afraid of or you're so nervous about. Just say, Jesus, I want that. Here's my stuff. I want you to come into my life. I want you to fill me with your spirit. And Obadiah says, you want me to rest? What? What's that about? Could you show me how to do that? And listen, God told us if we ask him, he's going to answer. He's going to show up. So do it.
The dumbest, most egregious moments of the entire year.
Played over and over again until you finally break down.
This is my nightmare.
It's the worst of the riot, 2016, on Radio U.
It is the riot on Radio U. I'm excited.
Something made his day.
It did, because there's this beach near us that Nikki's been visiting.
No, I went once.
That counts as visiting.
And right after, it was like on a weekend I went, and then on Monday I remember us talking about how, like, wherever you're at, whether you're at an ocean beach or a lake beach, they can just be so nasty nowadays.
Oh, yeah.
And if you look, there's always a lot of warnings. There's health warnings. Similar to, like, if you go to a restaurant and you look up their health warnings, not a lot of beaches get good passing grades nowadays.
So what you do is, especially if you go to a lake, you can look it up, like, depending on where you're at, and you'll have to Google it and find it out, but you can find out. Well, we just found out this beach that's near us, this lake beach, it has just been...
It's the one I went to!
It's Nikki's beach.
No, it's not. I went there once.
It's like Nikki. And
we wouldn't have levels like this if it was
so,
like Nikki.
There are these high levels of E. coli. And I love, we just saw the local news interviewing some kid who's like, I've been drinking the water. So the question is, like, where's this E. coli come from? Now, Nikki thinks that people have been dumping their uneaten lettuce in the lake.
Teasing. I was teasing. But, like,
hey,
you know,
I'm not going to eat this salad.
You dump a bag of spinach
I'll just
over,
dump it in there.
And that's where the E. coli could be. And then it comes from it. That's how, in my
unwashed
mind, I want to see how this
unwashed
happens.
Unwashed lettuce.
Yes.
I say there's another reason. The boat people. I'm going to tell you who the boat people are. And if this is you, I'm sorry. But it's late Saturday night. If you live anywhere near a lake, there are these people at the gas station buying beer and cigarettes that are red as lobsters because they've been out on the boat all day. And they've been drinking all day. The police should be set up down the street because they've been drinking. They're buying more drinking. They're driving. They're whatever. And those people, I tell Nikki that I think those people, when they're on the boat, and they have to...
They are not.
And they have to go. They just go.
Not into the lake water.
Into the lake.
No.
They think it just
they
sinks
get out
down
and go to
the
bottom.
No, they don't. It just goes down to the bottom.
I hate you if that's what happens.
Why? What do you hate me for? I'm the truth teller here.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
Someone couldn't do that. Wouldn't you be embarrassed?
Would I be embarrassed? Yes. Yes, I would.
Think about that.
I would. But you know what? There's a lot of people. They're just like, whatever. They're the boat people, Nikki. The boat people don't care.
Well, if you've done that, shame.
Hey, I'm telling you, every boat person has got a story about the time they just over the side.
Yeah,
they do.
No.
Every boat person has that story.
Now, if they number one over the side, sure, I can see that. But someone is not doing more than that. You couldn't possibly. Your whole body would, your mom and dad would be ashamed. I mean,
Nikki,
everybody would be ashamed of you.
Not everybody.
Don't ever do that.
There are ages between mom and dad,
I mean,
boat time and like. You,
there was the time in San Francisco I saw the guy number twoing on the side of the road now. Okay, so I know people do that.
If he had been on his boat, he would have just.
Into
the
water. He probably, no, it doesn't just.
Why do you think boats have
I'm
the...
I'm so tired. So tired of it all.
I'm telling you, Nikki.
No, so the E. coli levels, they say, could change quickly. So check back in again to see
change
if they're
quickly.
Okay.
Almost like somebody's dumping something in the water that has a bunch of E. coli attached to it. You think? You don't think that's it?
No, I don't want to. I don't want to think about it.
People are disgusting and filthy, Nikki.
Beaches
don't you understand
are nasty.
That? Don't
I know
you understand
it is.
How gross
this
people are?
This is why,
are?
You know, we always like, oh, the save the water and all that. No, maybe there is something we could do to clean things up a bit. A bit.
Well, you know.
Not go in it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well. You're not going back to the beach, Nikki.
Not that one.
No,
and not
nope.
Most of them. I'm not going.
Yeah.
And I couldn't sit in the sand either because of all the trash that was there.
Well,
so
at least
I should have known.
In the sand, they can just dig a hole and then cover it.
Push the needles away. I like the bathtub.
Who wants to go swimming?
Anyone feel depressed now that Christmas is over?
Oh, you betcha, yeah.
Yeah.
Don't worry, you're not depressed. You're just listening to the worst of the riot 2016 on Radio U.
Do you have that special someone in your life that you'd really like to have dead? And you think to yourself, you know what? Sometimes you just got to be willing to invest in your dreams.
Yeah.
And invest in yourself. So you're thinking, I might be willing to, not only would it be, you know, great that they were dead, but what if I, let's just put a little money into this, kind of see where the business takes off.
Oh, so you know? Maybe that it jump starts a career.
Yeah, you know, make something happen there. And so there was a woman in Alabama who apparently had been talking very openly about having her husband killed and paying somebody for it. And so some of her friends called the police, and then they set up a sting. They had a police officer who contacted her like, hey,
I can do that.
So I hear that you're looking for somebody to take care of, you know, some business in your whatever. So she gave him a down payment on the murder. And this is where I've never heard of them doing this. They worked with her husband to stage his death. So they have like photos of him dead, fake dead, whatever.
Oh, so the person came back acting like he did the job.
All right, I did it. He's gone. You got to pay me. And so I don't know that she paid the final amount. And
they probably had to like to really get their case completely closed. You have to get her to do so many things,
I guess.
So to get her to pay the full amount shows no, she was really like, there's no way around that.
So now that all this is done, the death has been faked. The wife has been arrested. The husband is like, but she loves me. She wouldn't do that.
No, I think we're pretty sure she did.
So now he's hired an attorney and he's trying to get her bail reduced so that she can come back and live with him. Because he says, man, the police made her do that.
Sometimes what's the thing, like the I can't quit you sort of thing? I feel like this man is in that problem area.
Yeah. Well, you know what, Nikki? That's what a good marriage is supposed to be. I can't quit you. Like, no matter what happens, I just can't leave.
Well, the guy staged, you know, was a part of the police sting to stage his death. The police perhaps could talk to him about next time it'd be your real one.
Don't you think that, well, when they're staging it, don't you think he would have kind of said, like, you know what, guys, this feels a little like entrapment.
I feel like, well, you think he would have felt like, you know, maybe he should have gotten a divorce or something.
Nope. He wants her back. I want her back!
The heart wants what it wants.
It does. It does. So he's working right now hard to get her out of these terrible jail-like circumstances and back into his house where she can kill him herself.
Yeah, apparently. Yeah.
Are you a cop? You got to tell me if you're a cop. Psst. They don't have to tell you if they're a cop.
The worst of the riot 2016 sets a new standard for mediocrity in broadcasting. Congrats, guys. You did it again.
Some of you may recall, and I know Nikki does when I remind her of it, that earlier this year I had Nikki on the SRP. That was the sneeze reduction program.
What was that?
The sneeze reduction program was every time Nikki would sneeze, I would give her a very nasty look.
Oh my gosh. No, that's when you'd be like, stop it. You would yell at me.
That's the other thing I would do is I would yell stop it sometimes, but then sometimes I wouldn't yell stop it. I got to the point where she was cringing because she knew I was going to yell, and then I would just stare at her and really mean. And so what would happen was she'd be waiting for me to yell, and then she'd look up and just see my angry face.
That's good memories, right? I forgot about that.
Yeah. And some people are like, well, that's really mean. Well, guess what? Nikki has all but quit sneezing.
Yeah. At least in front of you.
I mean, it totally worked. No. I mean, you might be sneezing at home, but that's why Eric needs to get on the SRP. And then pretty soon you're not going to be sneezing at all.
No, it's gone.
I mean, that would just completely take care of itself. But I was thinking during the break, as you were hacking and coughing yet again, maybe I should have put you on a CRP while you were sick.
A coughing one?
Mm-hmm.
I think the thing is, last night I finally slept. It's been like 3 or 4 weeks where during the nighttime it'd be bad and I would wake up coughing. So I would go to sleep for like maybe anywhere from 20 minutes to an hour mostly, or every so often 2 hours, and I'd wake up coughing.
However long it took for the mucus to build up until you just couldn't stand it anymore.
And then you'd wake up, you'd cough a lot, and then you'd try to go back to sleep. So, I mean, I've had so much less sleep than I would, which is why it's hard to get over the bronchitis and stuff. And so last night was the very first night of sleep.
Real sleep.
I slept from 10:30 until to where I was almost late for the show. And then I think I'm coughing more this morning because I didn't cough it out during the night.
That could be.
Yeah, so it's just been a thing.
But do you want me to help you?
I don't like when you yell at me.
Because
you're so convincing. And I know he's teasing me when he does it.
Yeah.
But the other part of me doesn't like it because it's, again, very convincing.
It really hits like a sensitive spot.
It hits home because I don't like being yelled at.
I know, but my question is like,
will it help me?
Do you think it would help you?
Maybe.
Stop it!
See, I don't like it.
Knock it off!
You're pointing to
it. Yeah, the point is an important part of the SRP.
And it hurts,
sneeze
too,
reduction
then
program.
Then you know it's like, oh yeah, he's talking to me.
You know what? Quit. Now. I've had enough.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I have your mom's number. I will call her right
now.
I'm
very sorry.
So, I mean, I'm not saying that we have to do it. We don't have to. That's why we're talking about it. It's like, you know, do we want
to... Like, I have to cough, and I feel like I just swallowed it to just, like, stop it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And with a fundraiser coming up, Nikki, I can't have you coughing all the time.
That's true. I don't want to be coughing all the time.
I mean, you figure the two of us in the studio for hours and hours and hours, me constantly yelling at you, that's a recipe for success.
It's going to be great.
I mean, write it down. Start the blender. Let's please, get the oven warmed up.
Please give early. Please. And just fast.
Just
don't make it wait. I don't need that to be prolonged.
However you want to do it's fine.
No, but I'm glad I slept last night. I feel like perfectly fine, except... The coughing now and the little bit of laryngitis left, but outside of that, much better.
So
I didn't throw up
out.
Yesterday.
Yeah, right.
Woo!
Baby steps.
Yeah.
Baby steps.
Oh, I am healthy.
Baby steps. So no throwing up
no
and
throwing
sleeping.
Up yesterday.
Gosh, look at you.
Like
look
a baby. Just
so,
like a baby.
I'm so proud of you.
Thank you so much.
Our Nikki's growing up.
I am.
She really is.
Now, if we could just not yell at me, that'd be even better.
All right. All right, we won't do it, but I'll tell you what, the next time, all right, since you're on the back end of this, it's fine, but the next time we feel like it's starting up.
Yeah, start then, and don't let
we're
me.
We're going to start right at the beginning.
That sounds like a plan.
Right at the beginning.
New Year's resolutions.
New Year's resolutions.
None of that tweet booking, a face programming, a snap, whatever, is okay.
That's next week. This week, it's food, laziness, and the worst of the riot, 2016, on Radio U.
I'm so excited, Nikki. I picked up my copy of the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Remember, they sent us one, too.
Well, maybe I picked it up off my desk.
Okay, there we go.
We have no idea. How did we get on the mailing list?
They sent it to all media.
We got a copy of the Old Farmer's Almanac. So I have here, I've got the forecast for the whole year.
I don't think I've ever bought one.
Well,
I don't quite know what it is.
If you want to know, man, there's
is it
so
magic?
Much. There's so much in here. Is it some arcane ancient knowledge?
Why are they telling me the weather?
You hear 225 years of love, luck, and tradition. People have often asked how and why this almanac has lasted. Here's the answer. Well, there's a bunch of crap there. Whatever.
Do farmers use it so they can tell, like, when they want to plant crops?
Look. Do you want to know the forecast for September of 2017?
Sure.
Because I'll tell you what, local news ain't doing that. I got it right here.
My weather app doesn't give me that.
This goes all the way from November, now, next month, through October of next year.
Well, look at my birthday.
Okay, your birthday. February, let's see, the 14th through the 20th, rain and snow showers.
Okay.
Higher than normal temperatures.
Perfect.
In fact, if you live in the Ohio Valley, that's what they're saying. Now, let's take a look. What do you think? How about Oklahoma City? This winter, they're also calling for, February, that's Nikki's birth month there. Wow, looks like you guys, very cold, it says, snow showers in that time. And then, but right before that, Valentine's Day, Oklahoma City, sunny, above average temperatures.
So why'd you grab the book? You just were looking at it?
Well, don't you want access to the ancient knowledge?
I don't
knowledge?
Want to touch it. I'm afraid of it.
Why are you afraid?
It's I don't know what it is.
It's not like the Necronomicon. It's the Farmer's Almanac. What's the matter?
I don't want to touch it. It's weird. It's spooky. It's the future.
Are you for real right now?
Mm.
Do you see Benjamin Franklin's face on this?
I'm like 50-50. It weirds me out, but a lot of farming stuff does. So that's not just.
You put poop there and then plants grow out?
I just don't get it.
What is this ancient evil?
And this is the book that's like there for that.
Yeah, I mean, what? It's the Farmer's Almanac. Like, what's wrong with you? It's just some thing.
Yeah, I know, but I don't need it.
Hey, you know what, though? Like, if you start to think of it as being evil, when you start looking at the cover, you're just like, oh, Nikki, we could make a Farmer's Almanac movie.
Sure.
Which would we just remake Evil Dead, but with the Farmer's Almanac in there. And like the people that are attacked, and like the dead forefathers are coming back attacking us with farming apparatus
stuff. With farm equipment.
Yeah. But I
like the tractor slowly comes after us.
I was gonna say, I think you could outrun the combine.
They would have to knock us out first order for us to not be able to walk away from it.
I think you'll be okay.
No, they would slow us down with weather.
Yeah.
Like it'd be a rainstorm and then that would slow us down and then the tractor would come get us.
Look, here's a little story, Nikki. The pastor of our little church takes the month of August off. So does much of his congregation. It's not a big group, blah, blah, blah. They take the whole month of August.
Is that real?
I don't know. It's written in the book. So it must be.
It could also be Obi's using his blue light for, like, sadness. So as you read the book, you're, like, lit up. I don't like it.
I'm the leprechaun.
Put the book away.
It's hard to believe how much noise something smaller than a thimble makes when it falls 70 feet. All right, fine.
Shred
look here. You throw it away.
I'm
here.
Not touching it.
You carried it over and put it on my desk.
I don't want it now that it's been in the blue light.
But was that you trying to expel the evil?
Yes. I don't like it.
Oh, yeah. You know what? Listen, it's fine. I ain't scared of it. I'm going to start living my whole life by it. I'm going to carry around the good book.
By the weather. Like, what is that? The almanac?
It's the good book.
The farmer's one.
Nikki's mom said it wasn't nice of us to call this the worst of the riot. Then we played it for her, and now she's okay with it. It's the worst of the riot, 2016, on Radio U.
Nikki, if you had to choose, and oh gosh, see, you could text this to me. If you had to choose an emotional support animal.
Yeah, a
that
bear.
You bring with you, it'd just be a bear?
A bear, yeah.
That's it, no question.
No question about it, be a bear.
All right, what if a bear's off the table? Next.
Penguin.
A penguin?
Yeah.
It's not going to cuddle with you?
Well, oh, you mean like not a stuffed animal, but an actual?
I'm talking about a
koala
real
bear,
a
panda
live
bear doesn't count.
Animal.
Real
and
live animal.
All bears are off. It's out.
What did we hold? One day the zoo brought in
a civet.
It was so adorable. I loved holding that thing.
It was. I believe that civets are.
It was super, super nice.
Nocturnal, so
super
it was super
cute.
Sleepy.
Yeah, so I'd maybe pick a sleepy animal during the day.
Was it a civet? Maybe
I think
it
so.
Wasn't.
No, it was I think some... it was. I think it was a civet.
Oh, I can't remember. Okay, but you're right. That was an interesting animal. Here's a guy on a flight. He's got a certified. I'm talking like, got the papers and everything. Emotional support duck.
Oh, a support animal to go on the plane?
Mm-hmm.
And it is a duck?
It is a duck.
Okay. Is that his duck? That's his friend?
Uh-huh. And when he has his duck, he's okay.
Well, that might actually make the flight interesting for the other people around the duck.
You know, it's interesting to me that we live in a society where somebody walks on a plane with their support duck and you have to shut up.
About you can't bring it up. Yeah.
But if somebody climbs on board with a baby, you know, another human being, it's like, who the blankety blank? Don't bring your kids on the flight. This is so ridiculous. Oh my gosh. Yes. But the duck, you would be like,
well,
I see that
duck.
You have a duck.
Well, we have to be quiet.
I'm glad that you have that duck and I hope that it helps you on your journey.
Gosh, it is hard though because all you have to do is get, it's like if... It's so easy to get a doctor's note to make it legal to get the papers.
To do anything.
To bring any animal on a plane for the most part, and you call it your emotional support animal. It makes it hard to believe the people that really need a support animal when you fly a lot or have experience seeing someone on a plane where it's obviously not. You just don't want to pay to transport the animal the other way through a plane.
Yeah, but don't you... Like, if you put them in the seat next to you,
you
probably
pay.
Have to pay for that,
we have
right?
to pay underneath, and that's always through a certain weight, or they go underneath, like, where the luggage is in a compartment, and you have to pay
that.
But if it's a support animal, you don't pay.
If they sit on your lap, though, right? Like, if you wanted them to sit next to you in the chair...
I don't know what they charge you, but I bet you it's probably discounted.
I don't know.
But you can't usually bring... Like, I saw a guy... coming from Arizona, and he had a really big dog.
Okay.
Like, this was probably 100 pounds.
Yeah.
And there was no way. It's like, well, where's this dog? He paid no attention to this dog. He ignored this dog, but it was his support dog.
Yeah.
It's like, no way. So he sat in the bulk row Or is it bulk, the one, the overhead, the one where you're at the front?
Oh, yeah. Okay, I know what you mean.
Yeah, the one where you don't have a seat in front of you, and then there's first class. Like, he sat there, and the dog just laid in the feet of all three people.
Yeah.
And they couldn't say anything about it. It was like, no, the dog's just going to lay on your feet while you sit in your seat.
I wonder what you do, like, for me, where I'm very allergic to dogs.
Yes. What do you do?
What do you do? What
You'd
do
have
you,
to move seats.
What do you say to somebody? They would probably have to move you, right? Or you, then they would be
they
like,
they would move you.
You're not allergic to dogs. You just don't want to be like, by the support animal.
Like, look, here's my doctor's note that I am allergic. No, they'd probably move you.
No, I'd just be like, no, you're right. I'm not allergic to dogs. Come see me in half an hour.
Yeah, I guess because it's a non-traditional animal, I have a hard time understanding the duck as a support one. But
see how carefully you have to say that?
Yes.
But if you were on the flight with a baby, you would be like, what the heck?
But a duck
stupid
would be pretty cute.
Stupid baby, I hate people. And that would be fine.
They'd be glaring at you.
Society is fine with the, like, just completely dehumanizing of people, but animals we must elevate above people, especially if it's an emotional duck.
Radio U is now accepting auditions for a new morning show. As you can see, the bar is pretty low. It's the worst of the riot on Radio U.
Farting will kill you. It could. And you're like, shut up, man. You just want to say fart. This is a news story, thank you, with medical implications.
At first you think, is this thing real?
Well, according to this, it is. Asahi Shimbun, it's a newspaper in Japan, is just now reporting on a fire that happened April 15th in Tokyo. Now, it feels like this is a story that we're going to tell today, and tomorrow we're going to be like, hey guys, we found out it wasn't real. But
for now,
I will tell you that I have checked multiple sources, and people are saying that it's real, so I'm going to go with it. I don't have anybody on the ground in Japan with the newspaper in hand.
But
I'm just going with what other people are saying.
Just in case. So this was April 15th at the Tokyo Medical University Hospital.
Woman is having an operation. There's a laser involved. That room, due to that laser being involved, has to have certain conditions because they don't want any flammable gases in the area. Then all of the sudden, a certain someone who's being operated on, they're asleep. It's not their fault, okay?
I don't know.
All right? They had some bad bean bun like a day or two ago, and the next thing you know, they let one go, and then
it caught on fire.
Followed by,
you know what's really bad? This is so like a movie. They said that the laser, the fire spread, catching the surgical drapes and stuff like on fire. So it's like one little thing, and then it just spreads to
whoosh.
And then just before you know it, there was legitimately a fire in the room.
Yeah, and I mean, the part that's not funny, this lady got burned.
That's not, yes, you're right. That's like, not funny.
That's not funny, but
everything else is just very suspicious.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, there have been times, I especially think of my dad in times like this, where, you know, certain gaseous anomalies may have entered a room and you thought you were going to die. You had to run out because you're like, I can't breathe. But in
not
this case,
fire.
Like fire. That's crazy. I will tell you, I have certain friends that like they can never be operated on again. Ever. Like, this is proof positive that they're going to die.
Now, for this, I want to thank Justin and a few others who sent us this story.
Man.
Because it does seem riot-like. But, Justin, thank you for sharing it. It's on our Radio U Riot Facebook page. You can message us anytime you catch something that you think we might want to talk about.
Can you imagine what would happen? Like, the world...
Well, when you wake up, too, it's like, what happened?
I'm thinking way past that. What if somebody let this laser off in a porta-potty? Can you imagine the damage to the world?
Like one of those pig farms where they have the lakes full of like just gas.
I'm telling you, like that is some bad news right there. So yeah, just again, to be clear, if you go in for surgery anytime soon, you want to be eating like what? White rice for a week.
Something like that.
So like, that might even be too much.
Yes, I don't know what, but follow your directions. And that's only if there's a laser surgery.
Scares. I'm still afraid of it. What if they got a blowtorch out? I don't know what for, but what if they're using
it? I don't know
what
surgery you're having. Well, you also might just want to check with your doctor if that's supposed to come out. So,
Imagine the doctor's got to go out and just be like, nope, she's fine. She's fine. Now, I will tell you that we did have a fire in there. She farted in her sleep. Does she normally fart in her sleep? Is this something that happens? Because we really weren't made aware of that. So when we got the laser out, we thought it was going to be okay.
Okay, that poor lady. And let's then the not next keep thing making, you know, it's terrible. It's a terrible so story. It's terrible.
I don't think we can really be held responsible for this, do you?
The Riot recorded everything they said in 2016, but they're only replaying the worst parts.
Yeah.
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 It's the worst of the Riot on Radio U.
Nikki, I have here something that I think that all of us are going to be interested in. Are you?
What is it?
Are you familiar with a horse's prayer?
No, I'm not.
All right, I have it here. A horse's prayer. It's also sometimes known as a husband's prayer.
Oh.
Feed me, give me water and care for me. And when the day's work is done, give me shelter, a clean bed, and a wide stall. Talk to me. Your voice often substitutes for the reins for me. Be good to me, and I will serve you cheerfully and love you. Don't jerk the reins and don't raise the whip. Don't beat or kick me when I don't understand you, but rather give me time to understand you. Don't consider it disobedience if I don't follow your commands.
This is a lot of stuff.
It's actually a very
long
prayer.
It's a very long thing.
It's a, you know what? It's like, if this is what horses pray, you don't want them praying at Thanksgiving. It's like, look, thank you, God, for the food. Amen. Boom. God doesn't need a bunch. Got a shotgun prayer that, just real quick.
It seems like a long sort of painted on thing on the wall outside the stable. It's like, this is the prayer. Don't. So what else are we supposed to worry about?
Oh, yes. Oh, my gosh. Don't halter me too short and don't dock my tail.
That seems a bit harsh.
Don't give me a master who slowly tortures me to death and lets me starve. That, I mean, in fairness, now that seems
important.
Reasonable.
That's for anybody.
That seems reasonable.
Is there a lot more to the horse thing?
It's. I think we're just going to stop
I've
right
never
there.
Heard that before.
Well, I got it from a horse rescue shelter. They sent out the horse's prayer. And if we...
Okay, if we're interested.
And if you're interested...
I'm not zoned for horses. I can't have that in my place.
Well, no, but they don't need you to be zoned for it. First off, they need you... They need awareness. They want awareness, Nikki. And then if you want to send them money...
Oh, so they can take care of the horses at the shelter.
Yes.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
They'll have it there, so...
Sure. So you were just amazed at that long, lengthy thing.
Yeah, I mean, like we were just in the first stanza of the prayer.
It's a lengthy thing.
It's a long prayer.
Aw. Well, anytime you could help support an animal, why not?
Yeah. Well, I can think of lots of reasons.
I'd pay
but
you to just stop telling me that prayer. I would give you $20.
How much will it cost?
To get us out of this thing.
For the prayer to stop.
Okay, because I mean, it's not a bad attitude about it. It's just really long.
Just don't really want to hear it anymore.
And I don't understand some of the terms. I'm not into equestrian stuff.
Not familiar with how it goes.
But that's fine.
Yes, Nikki, I have here. I was thinking for Christmas, what do you think about an engraved...
Don't give me that.
What? For your wall.
For my wall?
Okay, we can do one or two things. Either I'm going to make you my own. And think about that. It didn't cost a lot, but I made it for you.
You're going to take the prayer and make my own picture of it?
That's exactly right.
What if you get Andrew for project and calligraphy for me?
Andrew Schwab, people pay him money to put project lyrics in calligraphy. What if I... Made
you. Horse's prayer.
People normally pay me for this, Nikki, but I put the horse's prayer for you on this parchment, and I'm giving it to you as a gift.
If you got me that for Christmas, I think I would take a few days off of you, from you just because I couldn't handle it.
But we're taking time off for Christmas anyway, so
but
it's fine.
That's why I would do that, because that is too much.
Nikki's got a live video of her like, here's, look at me burning this paper, or her sitting in front of a fire. Don't know where we got all this kindling, but it sure is nice.
No, I'd feel pressured to put it outside my office or something, or in my office.
Yeah.
Not just for your sake, but then also Andrew's sake, if he made that for me.
Oh, I wouldn't have Andrew do it. I would do it.
You would do it? Take calligraphy and...
Yes.
And you just watch a YouTube video and suddenly you're a calligraphy master?
Yeah.
And then what would happen is every time I write something long, like you don't space it right, so you run out and the letters get closer towards the end and then things start slanting down.
Well, I think I'd have to have a plan going in.
Sure, sketch it out.
I don't think you just start. I mean, I think you know, as you said, sketch it out, measure it out a little bit and then get started.
But But lovely. It was just lovely. Lovely
Thanks
to
a
hear.
Lot. I really appreciate the fact that, hey, Nikki, I want to make you something. It's you very, do not it's very make me meaningful. Something. It's meaningful.
Nope.
And you're like, I don't want your crappy, meaningful gift. Kill the horses for all I care.
No, don't say that. You're one step from making me like a coupon book for like, I get one free.
All right, Nikki, you can have, here's one free hug. Right.
One free breakfast sandwich.
One free breakfast
one
sandwich.
Free diet Dr. Pepper.
And there's one free morning. You don't have to answer
yes,
the phones.
I don't have to come in that morning. I get one free day
well,
off.
Well, let's not take
go
it
that
far.
Okay. Yeah. That's fine.
You're trying to forget, but we're forcing you to remember. It's the worst of the riot 2016 on Radio U.
So the question is, you dry brushers.
So you heard it from a podcast or
yes,
something?
Yes, yes. A guy who he brushes, here's what he does. He goes into the bathroom and he puts toothpaste on the toothbrush.
Dry toothbrush.
Dry toothbrush, semi-dry mouth, you know, brushes his teeth. Then eventually spits it out.
But doesn't use water.
At no point does water enter into this at all. Which is kooky talk, but...
But I guess, and he's not the only one, because a lot of people have been texting that they do that same thing, but...
Similar things.
It's mostly the spitting or the end part, like, I feel like, do you rinse off your toothbrush? Are you just not allowed to have water?
I don't know. Well, I'll tell you what, we got Kendra on the phone. Let's start with her process. Kendra, talk to us about your toothbrushing.
Kendra, do you do that too?
I do something a little different. It actually feels like... You know, when you get your teeth cleaned at the dentist?
Yeah.
If you do this, it's like that. You just, before you do anything, you don't put any toothpaste on your toothbrush and dry brush your teeth and then brush them like you would regularly brush them. Put the toothpaste on and then brush them.
Ah, okay. So a toothbrush is just clear of nothing. Brush it first and then add toothpaste. But then can you use water at the end or do you not?
Yeah. Yeah, you can use water at the end, but... If you dry brush first, it really does feel like you just got your teeth cleaned up.
So, Kendra, where'd you come up with that one?
I accidentally forgot to put the toothpaste on one time.
And it felt better. That's amazing.
And it did. It felt better. I was like, wow, this is really thoroughly clean.
Man, that's like, it's like discovering penicillin. It was an accident.
That's it.
But now she's got a fresh from the dentist mouth every day.
That's great. Well, have you seen results? Yes. Like, how's the follow-up dentist appointments? Like, they're like, what are you doing? Because it's
working. I laughed because my one dentist actually suggested doing that. And I was like, wow, that's crazy. I've been doing that for years, but it was by accident.
That's
but I've been doing it.
Well, I'll try it. I think that one sounds fun.
All right, Kendra, thanks for calling.
Have a good morning and a good weekend.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right, lots of people have been texting. You can too. 877-2-RADIO-U. Lisa says, rinse! Debris in your mouth must go somewhere.
She seemed panicked.
Or you don't.
By the thought of this.
And this says, or you don't dinner, then where does the debris go?
Yes, yeah, when you're texting, it's
okay.
Fine.
Alan says, what does he say? Wait a minute.
That's the
wrong one. Okay,
earlier.
Sorry. All right. This one, unnamed, I brush my teeth with no water. Okay. And then here we've got, at work, wet toothpaste, but the spit build up helps. I get all the residual toothpaste out just fine. My wife uses water and it gets way messy like white toothpaste beard. I usually don't even get it on my lips. She thinks I was weird, but I get the job done cleaner and in less time. And yes, you rinse your toothbrush with water. I think that's Chris. Yeah. Who says that he dry brushes.
At work too. Didn't they used to promote those little toothbrush packs? Like you could just bring it on the go. Like it didn't need water or something.
Oh yeah. I've seen
those.
But
I don't think
that
took off.
It's a dry brush kit.
Yes.
But like you... brush, you throw
it's
away.
It's like supposed to be like an emergency thing if you're at work.
The thing is, what, they don't have sinks there?
People might not feel comfortable to, I don't know, go brush their teeth at work or at class.
Man, I'll tell you what, I've brushed my teeth in an airport bathroom.
Ooh, like, use the water? That's when you're using the dry thing. Don't use that water. You don't
I'm
know
fine.
Where that's been.
You know
it's
what?
Been at the airport.
I know. You know what? I was fine. I'm fine. I mean, right now. I got it out of the tank, not the bowl.
No big clean water. I don't care where it's coming from. Don't do that.
No big deal.
You're listening to the worst of the riot 2016. It's not your imagination. It really is that bad.
This is a fantastic question. If anybody wants in, you can always call 877-2-RADIO-U, or you can text us at 877-2-RADIO-U, just like Josh and Miranda and Tim and so many other people we've heard from already during the show. Here's the question, Nikki. You've committed a crime.
Yeah.
You're caught. You're going to be punished. You're in front of the judge, but the judge gives you an option for sentencing.
Yeah.
Are you ready? You can go to prison for 5 years.
Okay.
Or you can be transformed into a cat for 3 years. Which one would you choose?
What a weird question.
It's a weird question.
I like cats, so maybe that'd give you a nice break.
Just from everything?
Yeah, like from stress and stuff.
I feel like prison could be a stressful time.
Yeah. Now, as long as I'm not a cat in prison, like I still don't have to go to prison.
Hey, you might do great as a cat in prison. You know, people are lonely. They're excited to see you.
As long as I can still be free outside of that, I'd maybe pick the cat. How many years do I have to be a cat?
You got to be a cat for 3 years.
3 years.
That's a long time.
Do I still make money during that time or like pay or something?
No, I don't think so. But I mean, you're like if you got a prison job, your pay would be so low. You know, it wouldn't really matter anyway.
Yeah, if someone took me in, I don't want to go to jail, but if someone took me in.
Oh, so you want to, you have to live with someone to be a cat.
I don't want to be a stray.
Okay. Well, I mean, you wouldn't be a stray. You'd have your
cat friends.
You could. You could have your cat friends.
Other cat convicts.
Plus, I mean, as a cat, they say that cats are some of the deadliest predators on earth.
Like true.
You're going to do great out there eating stuff. And you're like, I think I just want to know is like how much of my human mind is still there. Like you're just a cat and you wake up and all of a sudden you're like, oh, I guess I was a cat. I don't remember. Or do you have your person brain? You know,
I don't know. I could come back with some wicked nails. Just be like, just really sharp nails.
Maybe.
As I come back as a human.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely think that if I'm a cat, I'm finding, because I mean, if you find the right owner, you could be in for the.
Yes, that's like, the key.
I mean, you could absolutely think about this. Living the cat life, it could be everything you ever wanted. You don't have to work. People
you don't
pull
do
food out for you. You just climb around.
You might not actually want to come back.
I mean, you could, when your owner goes to work, you're just watching TV, hanging out, whatever.
So I think the owner would make or break the scenario.
Okay, so this question, cat years or human years? What even is a cat year?
I always hear dog years. Is that the same as it is for cats?
It can't be the same, is it?
Don't know, because isn't dog years every seven for
it's
one?
Supposed to be like 7 years, yeah. Hmm. So, I don't know.
Maybe you got to live with the judge or something.
I don't know. Who's he judging you?
No, I don't know.
But then again, I mean, prison, you can... No, I just don't see the upside to prison. It seems like the cat, I can find things... But I mean, cat life could be rough. What about this? What if you fall in love with another cat and the two of you are raising a family and all of a sudden...
Boom, you're back to human? See, there's... You can't... This isn't just a quick question. There's a lot of levels to this.
I mean, it messes with your cat heart.
It does. And you still have a heart as a cat.
Do you understand... Again, like, do you understand what the road is? Do you end up as...
And then you come back, and what if you got convicted because you still loved your cat wife? And it was like, there's your, you know, you can't be together.
You can't, but you still.
But the court made you that way.
So what are you going to do?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Then you get convicted, and you're back as a cat.
You're back there. You're just trying to get.
Yeah. To get back to the
cat. Your Honor, you have to turn me back into a cat. You don't understand.
Stan, I love her.
It's getting weird.
Yes, it is.
It's getting weird. Like, it was weird, but it's getting weirder.
But you have to think about those things. Can't just ask that question and expect to be, sure, I pick cat.
It's multi-level.
It's the worst of the riot, 2016, on Radio U.
Someone's bought one of the inflatable hot tubs.
Yes, they have. Do you remember his name? Because I totally
Zach,
forgot.
Zach, I believe.
Yes, Nikki.
Was it?
Way to be. Zach, Nikki's glad you called.
Yeah, hey, what's going on, guys?
So... Tell us about your inflatable hot tub. You've got one?
Yes. My mom does. And it was about 2 years ago, and my siblings and I thought it was a good idea to get her one for Christmas. And so we got her one. And I guess the story goes like this. I was getting ready to move out of the house.
Yeah.
But I wasn't quite at that point yet. I was packing my stuff up, and, you know, it was a long process. But anyway, so my room was in the basement, and so we got her one of these hot tubs. Christmas, and I was moving out just after New Year. Well, the hot tub came in, and we were like, where do we set this thing up? Like, it's winter, and it's too cold outside, so let's put it outside. So we're like, oh, well, obviously, let's put it in the basement. they're like, hey, let's put it in your room. And I said, oh, wait, okay, that's fine. Just wait till I move out, right?
Oh, no.
That didn't happen. That didn't happen at all. I went to work one day and came home, and they had cleared my room out and set the hot tub up in the basement in my room.
Yep. That's amazing.
So my bed was gone. My stuff was gone. And that's where the jacuzzi sat.
Now, is that you mean that they bought you a water
bed? They bought you a water bed.
That's what it really was. They were just really installing my water bed for me.
That's right.
Here's the funny part, though, is that I came home, and I was like, oh, dude, for one, I'm kind of upset you took my room down, but for two, there's a jacuzzi in my room right now. And then they were like, oh, yeah, well, you can't use it right now because the water's still too cold. We just filled it up. I was like, oh. I was really upset about that. Well, that thing stayed downstairs for probably like the next 6 months. And we ended up taking it out to the garage, and there it sits now.
Hey,
and,
ask your mom.
It was really cool while we had it.
Ask your mom how much she wants for it.
Oh, yeah? She probably would, too. She probably would sell it, too.
She's done with it. All right, well,
I'll give you $50.
I never thought of the inflatable hot tub that it could go inside my house. So that's
interesting. That was probably one of the best decisions we ever made.
Yes, I'd actually be a little too embarrassed to stick that thing out on the deck.
Right, you leave it in the basement, and you only show your special guest to come over to the house.
Yes, that's true.
Like, hey, if I show you something, will you not tell anyone?
You can't tell anyone you've seen this.
In your basement.
Well, thank you for letting me know that it's not so bad, and it lasted 6 months.
Oh, it's pretty great. The jets are nice, and I'm a tall guy, and I fit it at night. So,
all right, well, dude, Zach, thank you for calling. And listen, if like we said, if your mom's maybe done with
$20.
It.
$20.
We'll see how it goes.
The number you just called, just slide it to your
too.
Mom.
Yeah.
She's trying to pick up.
My people call your people.
Please
right?
do.
That's
please
right.
do.
That's
you
right.
have a good day, okay? And a good Thanksgiving.
Hey, you too.
Bye.
Nikki, did you hear the enthusiasm?
I could get a good deal.
I know.
Yeah, but why did it only last 6 months inside the house if it was so great?
Well, why didn't you ask him that?
I didn't want to, in case it was a thing, because, his mom, and then he wasn't there anymore. I just thought it'd be better to ignore it.
Okay. All right. Well, I don't even know what to say.
What, sells itself?
It does. That's the thing. I don't know.
Inflatable hot tub?
I don't know what more else there is to tell you. Obviously, you two belong together. And we just...
Be in the hot tub.
Yeah. Pull the trigger.
It's the worst of the riot 2016 on Radio U.